Ed Stefanski is the vice president of player personnel for the Toronto Raptors. Like a lot of you, I kind of did a double take this weekend when I first started hearing reports that Jonas Valanciunas had was in a boot, or that he'd heard something pop, as Doug Smith refers to it in the Star today. Something pop in his left leg when he took a jump shot in a workout on Saturday. Having seen this guy, I saw him play at the Olympics. Didn't play particularly well at the Olympics, I thought, but you could tell as you watched this guy play, you could look at him and just look ahead to the NFL or to the NBA and go, wow, this guy, I mean, if he turns out the way people project him to turn out, he could be a real impact player. Ed Stefanski, as I said, is the vice president of player personnel for the Raptors. He joins us. Ed, thanks so much for doing this. What went through your mind when you first started hearing reports about this?
Well, good morning, Jeff. I was disappointed for the kid. Obviously, our doctors were on it. It was Saturday morning. They were all over it. They did an MRI and ultrasound and everything, and he strained his calf muscle. And it's something that, you know, you're concerned about, but they put him in a boot for precautionary reasons right away. So it looked worse than it was. He's had treatments 3 times a day. As of last night, there was no swelling. Everything went down. I mean, we're gonna be cautious. We'll, you know, make sure we don't rush him back, because, as you said, you don't want to rush any player back. And Valanciunas, we long term with him. So, you know, yeah, it was scary seeing in the boot. I love how, you know, social media got out quickly with the pictures of him in that boot. But it's all good. You know, how long, I don't know. It'll be a day-to-day type of thing, and then the doctors will give him clearance in order to go back on the court.
Ed Stefanski is the vice president of player personnel with the Toronto Raptors. And, Ed, I know from hearing some of Dwayne's comments, I mean, it's pretty obvious. You don't want any player to miss time in training camp, but you really don't want a rookie, especially a rookie coming from overseas who has really got it. I mean, I hate to say hit the ground running, but I think that's what you guys were hoping for from this guy this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He's played a lot of basketball, as you mentioned, playing in the Olympics, playing for the Lithuanian national team. Got over here. I'm with you. I've been in basketball a long time and watching him on the court. I don't want to get too excited, and I've told the fans, you know, I'm trying to stay calm, but this kid has a chance to be a real nice basketball player. Will he be a stud? I don't know, but he's a 7-footer who runs, who plays only one way at high speed. We're going to have to calm him down a little bit, but I'd rather do that than bring a kid in there who was a 7-footer and trying to get him going and poking at him and getting him moving. You have the complete opposite here in Valanciunas. He's got great hands, and he's got the perfect attitude. Great kid. He's a sponge. When they talk to him, he listens, and then he implements it. So we're excited about him, and a little bit of delay here, but he'll be back. He'll be 100%.
Yeah, I keep telling people the story. I saw him play Argentina in the Olympics, and, I mean, Luis Scola, well, the Argentines did a number on him, and even he admitted it afterwards. But Scola said, hey, you know, he said, you're matching up against this guy, and, you know, and he said, feeling him lean, he used the phrase, feeling him lean on you. He said this, you know, if he stays healthy, he's going to have a real long NBA career. And what I liked, Ed, is when I went to talk to the guy, you know, he made eye contact with you. Yeah. The first thing he said is, my English isn't very good. We're going to have to talk slowly. Like I told Doug Smith, I came away thinking, you know, just seemed like a really decent guy. Seemed like a guy you really wanted to do well.
Well, Jeff, we got very fortunate, because when you're drafting a kid, you don't know him. You know him well. You do homework on him, but you don't know him till you get him. I've had numerous meals with this kid, numerous settings where he's a very, very nice young man. As I said, he's a sponge when it comes to listening to things. His English is much better than I thought. His texting is excellent. I mean, the kid has gotten it down perfectly. And he's a breath of fresh air. He wants to play. He wants to win. He wants to be out there. He's all disappointed that he's hurt, but you just got to calm him down. But we got a good one here, you know, and he has all the intangibles, and it's things that you have to work on it, and it's patience, and it's hard in this game for any of us to have patience in the organization and the fans. We all want instant success, but this kid is going to be, in my opinion, a fan favorite going down the line because he plays so damn hard. And so, again, a little bit of a setback, but obviously it could have been a lot worse.
Will he be able to, you know, if you do have to work him in gradually during training camp, is he going to be it? Because you've got a new point guard and Kyle Lowry, right, and other guys are going to be getting used to him. And I guess what I'm getting at is there's a whole lot of getting used to each other that's going to be going on with this team this year. In some ways, might that be a bit of a benefit for him because, you know, guys are going to be working, are going to be learning new things. Everybody's going to be learning something new. Yeah. It's not as if he's coming into a set situation.
Right, and I think the NBA game is going to be better for the kid than the European game. It's more of an open game than it is over Europe. This kid is extremely good in setting hard screens and rolling to the basket. Because he rolls to the basket so hard, and he's got the great hands, you can throw that lob pass to him where he is going to, that's where he's going to get his points early and off of garbage around the basket. But that roll to the basket, someone has to go with him because you set the screen. That just opens it up for jump shooters. And Bargnani likes being lifted, likes being outside there. I'm already watching when they're playing open gym in there that he likes playing alongside this kid. And then, you know, you mentioned Kyle Lowry. He puts a whole new mindset in this group offensively, and he's as tough as nails. And I think that's going to help our team. Not only is he going to help us with penetration and he can shoot the basketball from three, but he brings that toughness into the gym that I think we were lacking a little bit, and that's going to help us.
Ed Stefanski is the vice president of player personnel for the Toronto Raptors. Did the organization, and I know that Bargnani's injury was a muscle, and this is a tendon. Did the organization maybe learn something from what happened with Andrea's rehab that might apply to this? Because they're both big guys, and I've often thought in basketball that in a lot of ways, judging a big guy's return from injury is harder than a normal sized guy. It's harder than a lot of other guys because of the type of game they have to play.
Well, Jeff, I put that into Alex McKechnie's hands and Dr. Paul Marks. They know their craft. I'm out of my league at times mm-hmm. when talking about the muscle, the tendon. You know, I understand what they're saying, but I think, you know, again, we'll be very cautious here, and if we are, we're on the side of caution and take our time with this kid. Hey, we're here for the long term with him. We're ecstatic that he's here, so we'll take our time, see how he goes. But again, the fans should feel good. It's nothing that is going to set this kid way back.
I mean, it's got to be nice for you guys to have a regular off season after the stoppage last year. Dwayne's had a chance to visit most of the players. I've got to think this team will be able to be, when you get to Halifax next week, it'll automatically be more advanced than it probably was at any point during training camp last year.
Yeah, I got here last year. The beginning, you know, I saw what happened in the gym early, and I can see it this year. There is no question, not even close, the talent in the gym this year from the talent we had in the gym last year. So on paper, we are a much better team. Now, paper, you got to put it together and play. But what I see in that gym, when we mentioned Kyle Lowry, we mentioned, you know, the Landry Fields is going to be a big pickup for us, and Bargnani coming back healthy, and he's very engaged with the two rookies we have. The talent has gotten better, and then I didn't even mention DeMar DeRozan. I mean, mm-hmm. we are a better basketball team, no question, than we were last year. Now we got to put together. Our coach has proven he's changing the culture here. We're a defensive team. Now we've added some shooters. We've added toughness. You know, it's a process here, and I'm really happy from what I saw the first day I was in that gym to what I see today.
Ed, thanks so much for doing this. I think, like a lot of people in Toronto, I'm looking forward to this season.
Thanks, Jeff, and look forward to seeing you.
All right, be well. That is Ed Stefanski. He's the vice president of player personnel for the Toronto Raptors.